Welcome back to Verses to Values, a gospel-backed show aiming to share the truth of Scripture by encouraging corporate employees to walk worthy of the calling in which they've been called in every room they enter. You can maintain Christian values in corporate spaces. Let's listen in to Cara Gooch to hear more.
Take this time to do a quick introduction of myself. First of all, hello, my name is Cara Gooch, and I serve at a business consultancy firm, and I have been there for upwards 4 years, and I now have the opportunity to serve a group of early career professionals in a community that is the same one that I came from that gave me the opportunity to come into a corporate space. And now, with my position of being a thought leader, an advocate, and simply a leader, I now take that opportunity and take that space with pride, because not only can I speak for those that I serve from lived experience, but I also take that space of leadership very, very seriously. And I've come to understand that with leadership comes greater responsibility, that sometimes we may or may not have the opportunity to see the inside of those rooms. So how would I take this opportunity and not only earn and deserve my seat at the table in the room where it happens? How do I take the learnings? How do I take the frustrations and serve others? Hence, Verses to Values was born. I once found myself at a podcast retreat, and I learned all of the ins and outs from the business side of creating a podcast. And my messaging was very clear. I knew who I wanted to serve. I knew what my message was going to be about. I knew why I wanted to do what I was doing. But there was still a place of fear. There was still a place of fear of success. And that's what I'm coming to overcome by coming on the mic as often as I do and sharing my lived experiences. I'm taking back a lot of that power. And here we are now working on our 6th episode. And though there may be a lack of order or a lack of consistency there, trust and believe, I am doing the best that I can. But I'm also understanding a lot about myself and a lot about where the Lord needs me in certain spaces. The Lord brought me to this point of reflection recently, where I have on a notebook sitting next to me in my purse, and it says, "I need you to be consistent with me first." One thing that I will share time and time again as we continue on this journey together with Verses to Values, you will understand something about me very quickly. I will not do or move forward until the Lord gives me a go-ahead. And I challenge, prompt, and suggest you all to do the same. Consistency may not look the same from secular standpoints, opposed to what it looks like when we are under the covering and the guidance of the Lord. But I want you to understand that every effort that you give, when it is led by the Holy Spirit, when it is led by the Creator of all creators, you are doing the right thing. You are going at the pace that He needs you to go at. And there may be some growing pains while walking through this experience of growth. And that's what I'm learning to this day. I just left from a call with my team, and I found that I was a bit less filtered because my voice is a bit different because I'm recovering from a cold. And I'm at a point of frustration that needs to be addressed. So filters will come off. The veil of disuncertainty and disillusion will come off the closer you walk with the Lord. And what I've come to understand about myself is when I'm honest with who I am, where I am, and how I show up in every area of my life, and when I bring those spaces of honesty to the Lord, He challenges me. And within that challenge, I then get a bit more honest. And so I challenge you all to do the same. Get honest before the Lord, and then you will understand so much more about yourself. And that's just an introduction. So let's get more into who I am. So again, I said my name is Kara, and I wear the name Gooch for the last going on 4 years. I met my wonderful husband, William, in Nashville, Tennessee. We were a part of the same small group, and we did not have the twinkle in our eye for one another until months later. And I was in the midst of going through a divorce from my children's father, and something about this man was so different. Something about Mr. Gooch truly changed every way that I look at relationships in general. And when I accepted the invitation to wear and own and honor his last name for the rest of my days, that's then where I was introduced to the next season of Kara. Fast forward to today, we now share a home of abundance with our three girls. Mind you, these are girls from my previous marriage, and the love that these girls have for Mr. Gooch is unparalleled. I love the way that they interact with my husband. I love the way that they interact with their baba. And what I have come to learn about myself in the midst of their relationship with him is there is safety in being covered by the Father. And now they have an example of what their Heavenly Father, in the care that their Heavenly Father has for them through the experience and new love with their now earthly father figure. And I honor my husband for that. I honor my husband for accepting all four of us in the midst of coming into a new relationship. But I also honor the growth that I have experienced as a wife. This may be my second time around, but the experience and the gratitude for relationship that I have grown to see and now wear with so much honor. I truly experience another side of my relationship with the Lord so differently. Now, as my role as a sister, I am a sister to two brothers and two sisters. And within this role, I have come to understand what it means to be a matriarch in a way, but also I've learned what it means to let them learn from a distance and also allow myself to be quiet. This relationship that I have with my siblings is one that I've come to know, to love, and challenge through. And when I mean challenge through, my sisters, my brothers, and I may have come up in similar situations within our childhood. However, what we come to acknowledge our experience in our adulthood, I learn a lot from them. And I imagine that they learn a lot from me. We don't talk every day, which is fine, but I love them all dearly. And there is never going to be any love lost between my siblings and I. And I honor them for their experiences, and I truly love them more than they may understand. I'm thinking of a new favorite picture of me and my older brother, and we're both laughing at something that is just a between us joke, but my sister-in-law got a chance to capture us laughing at each other, and that is quite honestly my favorite experience of me and my older brother. And it then translates to the relationship that I have with my other siblings and how we show up for each other, how we have our secret moments and our secret relationships and our secret ebbs and flows. And I love this era of siblinghood. I truly, truly do. Now, as my role as a daughter, my father is one of the funniest people that you'll ever meet. And my mother is almost a polar opposite from him. She is very reserved, but she loves the Lord with all of her heart. And she has given me the gift of faith. She has given me a gift to know, love, and experience the Lord in an honest way. And I love this era of being a daughter because I'm able to mine scripture. I'm able to address my revelations that the Lord and I have now had and bring them to her from a place of honesty. When I bring up a certain revelation that I may have, while spending some time with the father, she says, "Wait, wait, wait. I gotta grab my Bible. Wait, I gotta read it myself." And I've loved being able to walk through scripture with my mother from this place of maturity, from this place of physical and emotional and mental maturity, but more than not, the spiritual maturity that she and I have walked through. And I truly, truly love this season. So, as any of my listeners may walk through their relationships as they evolve with their parents, if we are so graced with still having our parents here, earthside, with us, I challenge and suggest to you, please offer up grace first to your parents because they did the best that they could while raising you, but also address them from a place of honesty. You'll be surprised, very surprised in some cases, very surprised at how they react and how they respond to your season of growth. It may be meant for someone to not take that conversation beyond face value. And well done to you for having that space of self-awareness to say, I'm not going to submit to or subscribe to where this conversation is leading. But when operating from a place of grace, I hope to hear back from you and hear how you have grown in your relationship with your parent or parent figure. Because we never know what the dynamics of each person's relationship with their parent or parent figure may be. But I just challenge you in this moment to lean in. Lean in every role that you have. Lean in every role that you take on. Because there is learning in every area that you go through. And I hope that you were able to learn a little bit about me today. And let's continue to learn together as we walk through and apply verses to our company values.